Yes, Governor Blagojevich has paid off, honorable guy that he is, and we're sharing, by the way. You're all more than welcome. I did, the four deep dish pizzas arrived. I gave one to Speaker Bauer and one to Pro Tem Long, one to Richard Young, one to Brian Bosma. So they left our weekly conversation today, prepared to feed their friends and staff. And by the way, I am sending the package to the governor anyway. I didn't think he should be cheated of the chance to sample some tremendous Indiana products just because our team had the better day on Sunday. So we're going to pay up anyway. You know, in victory, magnanimity, right? Otherwise, I am going down to Washington for a half day tomorrow. The principal event is a conference at the White House. State legislative leaders from a majority of the states, about 30 states, I believe, are meeting there to talk about the national transportation crisis, the infrastructure gap. And they've invited, for the first panel, me and Governor Rendell of Pennsylvania, who you probably know is now involved in trying to solve his own infrastructure gap in a way similar to what Indiana did. So we'll be down there answering questions about how you build state assets without raising raising taxes.
Are you feeling vindicated by Governor Rendell's decision to try and privatize the turnpike? And Ken Blackwell had wanted you to have the privatized toll road from downtown Chicago all the way to the Delaware River.
Well, I don't use words like that. As Peyton says, I don't play that card, but I will just note that all over America, leaders of both parties are now undertaking projects like Indiana did to solve their crises or their own shortfalls without raising taxes. As you know, a number of states have now initiated programs to consider contracting out their lotteries and put that money to work in some better way. So, I mean, good ideas travel, and I would note that it's spreading widely and among governors and mayors of both parties.
Little nuts and bolts, maybe, what you'll bring to the table tomorrow, what they may know or what you'll tell them?
I think I'll probably make a number of points, but one that it's very central to me is I do believe that it's essential, if you do this, to reinvest the money, put it to work today in new permanent assets. You know, Indiana, already we know, will have several $1 billion more public assets than we would have otherwise. Roads and bridges and Gary Airport, for instance. And I personally believe it's very important if you undertake to capture value from an asset, to reinvest it in permanent assets, not to spend it on the needs of today. Now, people can differ about that, but that's one point I think I'll make, because I think it's very fundamental.
Do you think the proliferation of all these projects will make it harder to do the toll roads that you're talking about now, harder to get a private investor to be?
You mean from the competition and so forth? It's a good question. From everything I've seen, there is a very, very large market right now of people who would either like to build or finance or both such projects. But I do think that at some point, this spreading trend will mean it's less of a market for the public entity than it is today.
Have you sent out RFQs on the two toll road projects like you did with the lottery?
No, we're seeking permission first. And
do you need permission from the legislature to put out RFQs for the toll road?
Probably not, Ted, but I think before you ask people to go through very much trouble, you ought to have an indication. We ought to have an indication from our legislative partners whether they're willing to investigate the possibility or not.
What's the difference between those efforts and the lottery effort, which you did do the RFQs for?
I think that the brand, there's so much more uncertainty around an asset that doesn't exist yet. Where would it go? In the case of Ileana, we would have to get together with Illinois, and you have that additional complication. So we might have done it, but we just decided in this case to take it one step at a time.
Any response to today's board order announcement?
Again, it's sadness, of course. We've seen it coming. Just a reminder, you have to work very, very hard. Government cannot stop, cannot save a business that's losing money or failing. But government must work hard to add more jobs than are being phased out in the economy at any one time. We have been doing that in Indiana. Unemployment is down. Number of jobs is up on a net basis. But it's always have to take two or three steps forward, knowing that somewhere in a dynamic economy, some company will be taking a step back at any one time.
With the auto industry coming from hard times, it seems like, just domestically, are you seeing going to be seeing more? We got the Ford announcement now and some other things. Are we seeing more things down the pipe from auto industry for Indiana? Good
or bad? Well, it's been going on for a decade or more now, and the good news is that Indiana, unique among the states, is going to be adding a lot of automotive jobs. Honda and Toyota and Rolls-Royce and Cummins, to mention just those four. And so there's still going to be a lot of cars made in this country, and it's clear that a lot of them, or the parts for them, are going to be made in Indiana. And for the moment, we're more competitive than any state I know of. Last year, we're the only state with more than one new auto announcement, then we had three.
Have you been in touch with Muncie City officials, maybe, as to how to, since they know this is coming, maybe a way to help them stay off any problems that they may see with some other people?
Yeah. Well, not yet this morning, but we will be promptly now, just as we were at Connersville last week.
Governor, what are your thoughts about the House Democratic Property Tax Reform Plan and ways it needs passage?
I thought it was a constructive new set of suggestions, and there's some features in it I think are pretty positive. More home rule or more options for localities to shift away from property taxes, to name one. They included the feature of local control boards, which I had suggested, and I thought that was good to see. So it has some positive features, and I think that whole debate is headed in a very constructive way. Senator Kenley had some good ideas, and now these, and it's clear we're going to deal with this in a serious way, and I want to give everybody's ideas a good look.
The House Republicans, including especially Representative Espick, had some tough comments about that bill, and said that he believed that the House Democratic leadership was kind of cramming this bill down the legislature's throat, and that it wasn't a bipartisan bill. Do you share those views?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how whether he spoke for all Republicans or not. But it's the job of the minority to point out defects, and this plan has some attractive features and some that may not bear up quite as well under scrutiny. But I thought it was positive that the Speaker and his allies brought forward a plan that comprehensive and deserves a good look.
Any concern now that Senate Bill 1 is into the amendment process that there may be an attempt to split off the Commerce Connector from the Ileana Expressway and thus make the Commerce Connector more difficult to pass?
Well, there's some who I gather who would like to do that, and I'd still, of course, like to see us move forward to explore both ideas. In the end, as I've said so often, I think it's up to the people of the two regions, speaking through their elected representatives from the Northwest and from East Central, South Central Indiana, to determine whether we move forward or not. And but I'm very encouraged by the many conversations we've had. I think there's growing support for both concepts. And perhaps with the right precautions and built into the system, which I'm very open to, for review downstream, folks will decide to move forward with it and not just sort of terminate the whole idea without a good investigation.
How do you assess right now your overall agenda, where things stand? Will they kindergarten, the health plan, total plan, the lottery plan?
I am really pleased, and I want to be very complimentary of the leadership on both sides. I think we've had a very fair audience, and look at all the progress. I mean, kindergarten has moved now in both houses. The health plan moving yesterday, and we've had very productive conversations on the House side too. Our veterans bill is moving very swiftly, so I have nothing but compliments. And incidentally, very important initiatives of our suggestion, like property taxes, are progressing too. So I think they're having a great session so far, and I'm personally very grateful.
Well, the property taxes, how do you envision your role once House bill gets over the Senate? Senator Kinley weighs in. What should we expect out of your office when we get kind of into the stretch?
I don't know yet. I think that as these things come, move from the idea stage and the proposal stage closer to something that might pass, at that time I would expect to point out those things that I think are the most positive and maybe those things where I'd like to see some improvements. But it's way too soon for that now, and I'm just glad this many new ideas and constructive ideas are being suggested.
In Texas, Governor Perry has simply ordered that vaccinations of girls for HPV be issued. Would you do that?
No.
Why not?
First of all, I'm not sure I have the authority, or any governor should have the authority, just to issue such an order on his own in our state. And I think that this issue is being examined in the General Assembly, and that's where it belongs. I really don't have a comment on it. I know it's changed, and I may be a step behind the latest change, so I'm going to reserve comment on that.
There are a lot of retailers along the Ohio River who are concerned about the cigarette tax proposal because they feel like a lot of smokers will cross the border. They're not as likely to quit smoking as they are to drive across the border and buy cheaper cigarettes and hurt the Indiana retailers' business. Had any discussions with anyone down there about that, or do you have any concerns about that?
I'm aware of the concern, but I haven't had any discussions. And no one's out to injure anybody's business, but reducing the second highest rate of smoking in America is an important public health issue in this state. Keeping young people from smoking is a very important objective, and a higher price, we know, is the single best way to do that. So I've left it to the General Assembly to talk about how high to raise the price, and for exactly this reason. I think that the people's representatives are the right people to balance the effect on smoking and the number of people we could insure, provide health insurance for, versus the consequences like the ones you've mentioned.
Governor, in the wake of your trip to Miami, is the state any closer to landing any new businesses for the Super Bowl?
I wouldn't make any specific claims about either. We were trying to be opportunistic on very short notice, and we try never to miss a chance to market the state to people who might bring jobs. Had what I would call some very positive conversations with businesses that are now thinking about growth in Indiana, with consultants who advise businesses where to go with new investments. Had what I thought were encouraging conversations with people from the NFL and others trying to support the mayor's Super Bowl bid. But don't want to overclaim. We were just, as I say, trying to be opportunistic and take any chance to advance Indiana's interests.
The state's massage therapists were here this week.
Yeah.
They've been trying for several years to get a licensing bill passed. They say it would curb prostitution and wrestling. I've seen in Carmel and Valparaiso recently, and they also say that I think there's only 12 other states that don't have such a law. I think Indiana is behind the curve on this. Would you support something like that? It hasn't had success in the Senate in recent years.
I might. You know, they're very nice people. I had a very good talk with them. Every day that they're here, I pass them coming and going from the gym, and they always want to demonstrate their talents, which yesterday I let the lady do for a short time. She's very, you know, it's hard not to be persuaded when you're feeling that good. So I would look at it. You know, I suspect if the General Assembly passed it, I would sign such a bill.
Are you concerned about the rash of prostitution we've seen in Carmel and Valparaiso? I mean, those aren't exactly areas where you might expect it. And, to ask and to elaborate, you know, do you believe this would help get some of the organized crime out of those?
It might. It's not something I know a lot about, but I may ask our folks to talk to local law enforcement and get their perspective on it. If they're having trouble controlling it, maybe this would help. Might be an important argument.
Governor, quick follow-up on the property tax issue. One proponent in the House Democratic plan is potentially local corporate taxes. Do you have any initial thought on
that? I think all these ideas are worthy of consideration, and I wouldn't rule any of them out at this time.
At the risk of getting exactly the same answer, which is fine. what about the aspect of the bill that would allow the commuter aspect that would allow that would mean that where a person works, they got some of that city got some of the taxes.
I just think it's too early to rule anything in or out, and I just for the moment want to commend people, the speaker, Senator Kenley, and others who are bringing ideas that might address this problem to the table. And I hope in the end the more good ideas we have, the more ideas we have now, the better chance of maybe of blending something that addresses the problem in a way that's fair to everybody. So. Sure, there are features in these bills that I like more or less, but I think for the moment, let's let the people's representatives work on it.
I think you've got some Lincoln Day speeches coming up in the near future in the suburban counties. How much of a sales job do you perceive that you have yet to do in terms of the general public, party faithful folks in the suburban counties with regard to the Commerce Connector who've been extremely skeptical?
I guess I'll find out a little more after I've been out there, but I've been in suburban counties fairly recently, and I'd say, first of all, the general support for what we're doing is very, very high, and the surveys that have been taken reflect this in central Indiana and suburban Indianapolis. But it'll be interesting to hear what folks have thought now that they've thought a little more about the connector, and I'll be listening, I suppose, as much as selling.
Were you surprised that Northwest Indiana had a higher rate of support than Central Indiana?
Actually, I wasn't, because, again, the Iliana concept's been out there a long time. I didn't think it up. I'm reflecting a suggestion that was made to me dozens of times on various trips up there. The connector, much newer idea, so I think the sort of 50-50 split that we saw in the realtor survey was, you know, sort of matched my common sense for it at this point. And I don't think it's at all surprising.
Governor, is the house in Hamilton County finished and is the family moved in yet? No.
It's being worked on, but not.
Has house leadership given you any, or Charlie Brown, anyone given you any, your office, any indication when the funding source for your health plan, when that might come up for debate?
I think it's a question better put to the to Charlie and the House leadership. But I know they're talking about it. I heard some thought that it might be fairly soon, and it's going to have to be bipartisan, obviously. And so I will work to rally and encourage those Republicans, and there are a number of them, who would like to help us reduce smoking, who would like to help us bring insurance, health insurance, to those without it. And you know, we certainly owe, those of us who support these concepts, the health bill, owe Charlie and his colleagues that. It will have to be bipartisan, and I think it will be. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.